Perek Yud Zayin, a new Perek. Melechas Goizas. To go and do Issa Melacha from cutting wool or hair. The Melacha is that by cutting from a living thing, something which grew on or was part of a living thing or a person or animal, hair from a person, hair from an animal, the person goes and cuts it from the place where it grew. By produce, it's called kotza. Person goes and cuts something from the place where it grew. And you got a problem from kotza. By an animal, a living thing, is considered not kotza. It's a different malacha. It's called goizas. Hagoizas es atzema makvosim chayv. A person goes and cuts wool from a sheep. Is chayv on Shabbos. I feel gozes as a tremor me also of shat me akvasin lachas shchitos as a chayv. Even if the wool is not joined to the animal anymore, it's only joined to the leather, and the leather is already off the animal, it is still also chayv. If a person goes and takes off, cuts off the hair. If a person's got a piece of leather which came from a behemoth, a hide it's called, a hide from a behemoth, and he's got on it hair, he's got on it wool. He wants to cut off the wool from the leather, from the hide, and halacha is, he's chayev mishum goizas, because he's cutting off from a place which it grew, he's cutting off the hair. V'chein ha-teilish noitzum ha-of, amanosh l'shtamish bo chayev mishum goizas. Person goes and pulls out a kanaf. A feather from a bird. Then it's also chayev mishum goizas because he is going pulling it out from the place which it grew. V'chein ha-goizas sam me'odem o me'balechayim amanos l'shtamish b'sah ha'izah b'chlal melechas goizas. A person who goes and pulls out hair, cuts hair from a person or any sort of animal, he is chayav mishum melechas goizas. Now he says in the footnote, the person goes and, we'll learn it later on, if the person goes and cuts off a wound, something which grew, yabelet it's called, or extra piece of skin which grew, is also chayav mishum goizas. But if a person was cut off a finger, then it won't be goizas. Goizas is something which is toffle to the beggar, not part of the beggar, not part of the goof. Toffle to the goof, not part of the goof. Not if there's one piece with the goof. Something like nails. A person cuts his nails with the same thing, because the nails is not part of the goof of a person. It is secondary, it's extra, adding on. But if a person was cut the finger, let's say, or something like that, won't be a chayv mishum goizas. Therefore, the Avnei Nezer says a person pulls out a shen, a tooth, is not chayv mishum goizas because it's a part of the body. Only something like hair, something like a nail, yeah, then you'll be chayv mishum goizas. Se'if beis, ha-goizas sawak le-yapotas atzmo. Every melacha which we learned has to be a melacha atzricha l'gufa, a melacha which you do the normal way of doing this melacha. Now, the normal way of doing this melacha from goizas is person wants the hair. Person wants the hair, he wants the wool. That's the normal melacha. So if a person wants the wool, it's normal melacha. Now we want to find a different case. Ha-goizas sa-roisov amanos li-yapot atzmo. Ha-izah bechlal isa goizas. The person goes and cuts his hair in order to make himself beautiful, to make his skin smooth. So the way, what he do, he takes off the hair. Therefore, he's not doing it for the normal usage. He's not using the hair. Therefore, the machlokes is showing him if there's isa min ha-toyah, isa min ha-bonon vada yesh. Isa min ha-bonon vada yesh. But there's the shayz with isa min ha-toyah. Menachlok kwa we're showing him yesh b'za isa toyah. Yesh kosu shesua ein ele mit ha-bonon. Shum gziza. שגזיזה זו היא מלאכה שאין לה צריך לגופה. שאיקה מלאכה שגזיזה היא זה צריך שימוש בשעה הנגנז. הנגזז. ויש הכוסו שיש בזה איסטויה ראי הטעם באורה. זה מחלק ראשון, if a person goes and cuts hair in order to make himself nice. Same thing as he cuts his nails to make himself nice. Then the Machlokes Rishonim was considered melacha tzricha l'gufa or melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. What's the reasoning? Because it's not like we explained, normal way of doing gziza, cutting, is in order to go and cut it for usage, to go and use the hair, use the wool. Therefore, you're chayav. If a person doesn't do it to use the wool, he does it in order to go and make that the hide should be straight, without hairs. Then it's a machloek, some people say, still, that was also a way of the Mishkan. And the Mishkan also did it to take off Neoris Troshim. They wanted, if they had hair on it, they wanted to make it smooth. Therefore, they took it off. So some Rishonim say, also considered Melacha HaTzricha L'Gufa. Normal doing it. And some people say, not. Therefore, it's a big nafkemina, will be La'Locha, and Mishkan Rosh speaks about it. If a person goes and cuts his nails, cutting nails is also a problem from grazers. Now, he cuts his nails. If he cuts it in order that it should be beautiful, no, he shouldn't have his nails on his body. If he cuts to use his nails, nobody does that. But if it would be such a case, that's a melacha tzricha l'gufa. But nobody cuts it in order to use his nails. A cut is in order to go and take it off his goof. Take it off his goof, l'chor, is melacha shein tzricha l'gufa. But if a person would go and want his body to be nice, they shouldn't have his nails on his goof, then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Tolu on this machloek is Rishonim. If it's considered melacha tzricha l'gufa, nafkiminim is ism in a Torah, only ism in a Rabbanon. If it's ism in a Rabbanon, b'machum shiri, come in a dvar, if you'd be able to be mekel." Now, he explains in the footnote, the same thing is, if a person would take off his nails from his goof in a way which it doesn't come nicely, that means he does it in a way that's not cut properly, it's a way it's not beautiful, therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, he's got no problem from the derisas, because it's not made it beautiful, you're not doing it to make it beautiful. Therefore it's considered a melacha she'ena tzricha l'guf, melacha she'ena tzricha l'guf, we take on the Nidrabana. Se'if Gimel, ha'tele sh'sa'o yitzema b'yodav, the person goes and pulls out a hair with his hands. Ha'tele sh'sa'o yitzema b'yodav, ולביקלי, היי זה עושה מדרבונם, שמלוך הזו נעשה בדרך כלל בקלי, כאשר איזה ביודם, היי זה זיזה כלח היב. A person does כלח היב, means with a shinu, it's always mota. What is a shinu with gezus? Gezus is normally done with a kli. A person usually pulls out, doesn't usually pull out hairs, he cuts the hairs. So if a person pulls out hairs with his hands, will be a איזה דרבונם from shinu. Same thing we learn with your nails. There's a shem we'll learn about nails in the next shiur.